Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Now, despite some reports suggesting that perks, company values and maybe even remote working matter the most to employees, a survey by Adair HRM suggests that good old-fashioned money is still the main factor for workers moving jobs. Thankfully, it found that employers intend to raise wages this year. It also found that absenteeism is up and that the vast majority of firms experience some sort of workplace conflict. Sarah Fagan is the Managing Director of Adair HRM, or Human Resource Management, and is sitting in front of me. Hello, Sarah.
Good morning, Joe.
Can we start with this conflict issue? I presume we're talking about verbal disagreements, or are we talking about physical disagreement when mere words cannot settle the issue?
The increase in conflicts is definitely about the employer-employee relationship, but it comes from ineffective management. It comes from poor communication. So there's lots of reasons as to why conflict arises in the workplace.
And it's up.
It's up. It is up. And now we have seen a decrease, interestingly enough, in formal complaints. So that's where you're going through formal disciplinary grievances, which is great to see. So it means that early resolution is probably working a lot better. Mm-hmm. And that's so important, in particular, as we're working in a hybrid environment.
Yeah. The amount of time that HR departments spend dealing with conflicts is up 54% according to your survey. What the hell is going on there?
Correct. Well, look, you know, again, with the work environment that we are in, hybrid working, there's less communication happening. So, you know, HR does have to step in. And I think what's important here is that there is always a resolution to be found. So whilst HR are investing more time in their strategies of addressing conflict, it's essential that they are addressing it at that earlier informal stage before it goes to a formal, which can lead to additional risks from an employer's perspective.
Absenteeism is up notably as well. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, so look, when we started the HR barometer in 2016, the average absence rate was 4%. And if you think about the pinnacle of the pandemic at 2021, it was at 11%. So we see this upsurge from 5.6% in 2022 to 8.1% in 2023, really concerning. And we have to look at the causes behind those absences, those short-term absences.
What are they?
So effectively, mental ill health has increased by 38%, as well as workplace stress. So effectively, that's increased by 30%, hugely concerning for employers.
Now, could it be the case that employers are afraid to deal with absenteeism because we are in a full employment marketplace?
Well, look, absenteeism is always a sensitive subject and a matter, but ultimately, at high employment, it does put additional pressures, you know, with your staff that are in the workplace. And certainly employers want to ensure that they're handling things sensitively. So it is a little bit more challenging in terms of absenteeism, but proper absent management is really important to the workplace to ensure that you are supporting employees. And I think that's the main message here, that there has to be supports in place to manage absenteeism.
And if you were to part company with an employee, it can cost on average up to 10 grand.
Yeah, it's a huge budgetary item. In particular, as you mentioned, we're in a tight labour market. We have a skills shortage. So where expected employee turnover for 2024 is anticipated to come in at 12%, depending on your headcount, it's actually, it could be a huge budget item for any organisation.
Well, thank you very much for coming in and sharing all that with us. That is Sarah Fagan, the Managing Director of Adair HRM, which advises companies on how to handle human resource management.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.